This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, AM 580's Tom Rogers takes us on a tour of a new facility used to train Homeland Security teams. We'll also have a look at the AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Danielle Chenoweth did not attend last night's Urbana City Council meeting. The Ward 2 Democrat announced her resignation yesterday, and Mayor Laurel Prussing hopes to name someone to fill her seat on the council by next month. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
In her resignation letter to the mayor and city council, Chenoweth listed Urbana's public arts program, the new Citizens Police Review Board, the city's public access cable TV programming, and its domestic partner registry as accomplishments she's proud of. First Ward Alderman Charlie Smythe says Chenoweth has always wanted a fair shake for everyone.
Danielle reminded us all of the underserved parts of our community. She really is a champion for those who you don't see at the top of the monetary food chain, so to speak.
But Chenoweth says growing work and travel commitments in her job with OJC Technologies don't leave enough time to serve on the council. She's reportedly in West Virginia this week working on a project with healthcare advocate Dr. Hunter Patch Adams. But Chenoweth says she'll remain a resident of Urbana and may run for elected office again in the future. In the meantime, Mayor Laurel Prussing says she's taking applications from Ward 2 residents interested in filling Chenoweth's council seat until the elections next spring. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Lawmakers at the Illinois House are headed back to work. They're expected to reconvene today in Springfield, where they will have the chance to reverse some of Governor Rod Blagojevich's $1.4 billion in budget cuts. That's no easy task. Even if the Democrat-controlled House restores some of the cuts, the Illinois Senate would have to go along, and there's no sign they'll cooperate. A House Republican budget negotiator calls the return to the Capitol an exercise in futility. The House is expected to be in session until Thursday. Blagojevich slashed the budget last week to balance it because he said it was more than $2 billion out of whack. Some business leaders from Illinois have begun their push against a constitutional convention, but today the state's lieutenant governor is pushing back. Tony Arnold has more.
Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn has already been pretty outspoken about supporting a constitutional convention. He says it gives voters the opportunity to change the language in the state's constitution. This time around, Quinn says that could include a new clause to recall elected officials.
People are sick and tired of the political feuds. They don't like an unfair tax system and corruption that exists for far too long in Illinois. And this is our chance to send a message to Springfield that it's time to reform and the people are going to get the job done.
Quinn says the Constitutional Convention would cost about $13 million. Meantime, a group of Illinois business leaders have banded together to oppose the idea. A spokesperson for the group says state politicians could just as easily adopt amendments to the Constitution rather than revisit the entire document. I'm Tony Arnold.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is returning to Indiana tomorrow for a campaign appearance at Purdue University with Senator Evan Bayh. The event will be Obama's first trip to the state since he spent several weeks crisscrossing Indiana before the May 6th primary, which he narrowly lost to Hillary Clinton. Obama's campaign said yesterday that he and Bayh will appear with former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn and experts on bioterrorism and cybersecurity for a discussion of 21st century security threats. Entrance to the event is by invitation only. Champaign Unit 4 board members think updating schools to be more energy efficient will save money. Last night, the Champaign School Board approved a plan to replace boilers at Centennial High School. Garden Hills Elementary School will get a new geothermal heating and cooling system. The improvements will cost $2.7 million, with part of that money coming from a grant. School Board President Dave Tomlinson says this improvement could save nearly $2 million over the next 20 years.
That's a significant amount of money, especially as energy keeps going up and up and up and up.
Garden Hills will have air conditioning for the first time next May because of the new geothermal system. The upgrades will include electrical improvements to Garden Hills that will make it easier to add on to the school in the future. The Federal Aviation Administration says it plans to put red lights on runways at the country's busiest airports, including Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. In an effort to prevent plane collisions, Rory Kay is a captain for Chicago-based United Airlines. He says the lights are a step forward for safety. The FAA plans to install the lights in runway pavement at 19 airports nationwide. Officials say the hope is the lights will notify pilots about runway problems faster than air traffic controllers can. The FAA says during fiscal year 2008, there were 11 runway incursions at O'Hare, but none were serious. The Chicago Department of Aviation says it hopes to have the lights installed on all runways by 2015. Those who park in downtown Champaign during the week are now being charged into the evening. But the city says the enforcement of meters until 9 p.m. will also make more spaces readily available. Prior to yesterday, meters were only enforced until 5. Starting last night, motorists had to pay up to four hours of parking at those two-hour meters beginning at 5. Parking operations supervisor Cheryl Johnson says a number of factors prompted the decision. The city council adopted the changes to help finance the parking deck on Hill Street, but also to allow for someone other than daytime business customers to subsidize areas like street repair. Meanwhile, Johnson says many of those who work downtown have left metered spots for those requiring a permit.
This would allow customers who come down 5 or after to have a place to park. And that was one of the things that happened in the mornings with raising the rates. We got a lot of people saying thank you because now they can go to Sam's Cafe or Cafe Kopi or something and find a parking spot right away.
The cost of downtown meters varies from 25 cents to 75 cents an hour. Downtown parking will still be free on weekends and city holidays. One Southern Illinois city has an idea to combat high fuel prices: golf carts. The city of Cesar has passed an ordinance that lets golf carts and similar vehicles with steering wheels on city streets. Cesar Alderman Bob Wohl came up with the idea, saying he can drive his electric golf cart for 25 miles on a 10-hour charge that costs $1.30. Cesar golf cart drivers can't ride on sidewalks or state roads, and they can't go faster than 25 miles per hour. Wohl says he thought the city would save gas money if water meter readers drove golf carts instead of trucks. Wohl doesn't expect hundreds of carts, but says he hopes the ordinance catches on. The Monticello City Council recently rejected Mayor Bill Mitz's efforts to pursue such an ordinance for his city. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Foster. It only took a year, but what could have been an empty and decaying complex in Urbana is now a training ground for Homeland Security teams. Just before last week's official opening, AM 580's Tom Rogers got an advanced tour of the building that was once the Champaign County Nursing Home with the head of the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System.
It began life as the county poor farm. In the midst of the Depression, it became the health care facility we came to know as the county nursing home. And ILEAS Director Jim Page is keeping a piece of that history in an empty corner that was once a patient's room.
In fact, this is kind of interesting. We found in cleaning, where is it? Over here. In cleaning the basement of the old building, we found the original brass plaque.
No kidding.
Dedication plaque from 1937 for the, they had the County Farm Committee, Public Works Committee, and this was done with a Federal Emergency Administration of Public Works, The Isolation Hospital was its official name, and then I think it had the main door, it was called the Community Hospital of Champaign County, but it was really a TB sanitarium that they used.
With Champaign County's blessing, Page's agency came in and remodeled a more recent wing of the old nursing home into offices, classrooms, and a computer center. It now houses the state agency responsible for training police officers and others how to respond to crises. Page says one side benefit of inheriting an old medical facility is evident when you leave the newly remodeled wing.
So we're walking into what used to be the nursing home. You can tell the difference in the sound because there's no carpeting. It's all
right.
This looks like a hospital.
Like a hospital. This is the C wing of the 1971 building. There was an A, B, and C wings. We remodeled the A wing into offices, and the C and the B wings we left alone. And we're cleaning up. As you can tell, we're mopping and cleaning the floors, and we're going to be rehabbing beds. We're getting some funding from Carl to buy mattresses for the beds, and public health is helping us out, and we're going to be putting this back the way it was in case of a special needs shelter. We can also do scenario-based training here, like active shooter. It could be a dorm, situation or something like that as well.
this is probably something that a lot of state agencies or even Homeland Security may not have, a whole wing that you can use even as a whole hospital if you needed to.
That's correct. And our looking around as a model for this for us when we went to do it, we couldn't find any.
So while a training exercise may be taking place in the hospital wing, or it may be even housing real patients in a real emergency, back in the older original wing, officers could be acting out live situations.
We're saving that and cleaning that space up and getting ready for scenario type training. Setting up crime scenes, canine searches, SWAT teams, active shooter, that sort of thing. So it's kind of unique to have a facility where you have the classrooms, the high-tech classrooms, adjoined to a place where you can go actually do the training that they're talking about.
Page envisions a statewide training center, like the Illinois Fire Service Institute on the U of I campus nearby. Officers would come in, learn new practices and put them to the test, and spend some food and lodging money in the local area to boot. In fact, since it's such a unique facility, Page wants to spread the word to other Midwest states, and he's got extra office space to lease to other emergency-oriented agencies. A lot of people worried about what would become of a 122,000-square-foot clump of buildings that serve such a narrow purpose as a nursing home. But Page thinks the new Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System facility is a win for all sides.
And the county didn't want to divest itself of this property as well because it's worth some money. And we just think it's a wonderful project to put an old building to new use, you know, and not just tear it down.
It's once again populated, active, and ready to let ILEAS expand further. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Forecast for East Central Illinois, sunny skies today, the high around 88 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the low around 65. Sunny skies Wednesday, the high around 90. Mostly clear tomorrow night, the low around 65. Sunny skies Thursday, the high around 90. Mostly clear Thursday evening, the low around 68 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 15th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wil.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.